only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 6:35. I think the rain stopped. I can't tell, though. Today, we're going to have some rain and thunderstorms kind of scattered throughout. Should taper off later on in the afternoon. High of 78. Tonight, partly cloudy. Cooler, low of 48. Holy Lord.
What's going on? That's tornado weather, man.
Saturday, sunny, cooler, high of 65. Sunday, sunny, high of 69.
I walked out this morning. I could tell it's going to be hot today.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was like, geez, man.
It was 93.
What's going on with that?
When we went up to South Haven, 93 degrees, and that was at like 4:30 in the afternoon.
You could feel it, too.
Ugh. You know, I'm glad we've had a nice long summer. It's been warm. It's been a hot summer. That's great. But I'm ready for it to start tapering off. We're in fall.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the first day of autumn.
It's 93. Like the old lady got off work yesterday, and she gets home, and I'm like, it's nice. Let's go out and do something. So I step outside, and I'm like, all right, let's like go to the movies or something.
Yeah. It's too hot to do anything.
Yeah, I was like, damn, dude. It's thick, too.
Doesn't matter what you do in that temperature. It's hot, and you're sweaty, and sometimes you just don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. All right, let's do rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Albums released this weekend. Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators are back with their third album, Living the Dream. And that is the first since the guitarist rejoined Guns N' Roses. Also, Avenged Sevenfold's digital-only EP, Black Rain, will be released this weekend as well. Lastly, A Perfect Circle will do an interview and live performance at the Grammy Museum in L.A. on October 10th. So if you're a fan of A Perfect Circle, check them out. Maybe it'll scratch your little Tool itch as well. Lastly, it turns out fans were correct about the release of new songs from Chris Cornell and a new compilation for the holidays. Only it's a one CD, two LP compilation and a four CD box set, both due out November 16th. So you're getting a big chunk of stuff from the late lead singer. The new song is When Bad Does Good, a title that was teased on the late Soundgarden singer's social media accounts beginning Wednesday. According to the press release announcing its release, it was actor and Cornell pal Josh Brolin who reminded Cornell's widow, Vicky, that the previously unreleased track was a Cornell favorite. The song, which is one of 17 featured on the self-titled album Chris Cornell, is available now in a lyric video on YouTube as well as most streaming services. The rest of the compilation covers Cornell's career from Soundgarden and Temple of the Dog to Audioslave and his solo work. The album's other previously unreleased songs is a cover of Prince's Nothing Compares to You, recorded live at SiriusXM, which, as far as a live song is concerned, unbelievable.
Yeah.
God, that guy could sing. So the four CD deluxe box set of the same name will feature 64 tracks, including 11 that are previously unreleased. Among those are live covers of Wild World by Cat Stevens, A Day in the Life, and Redemption Song with his daughter, Tony Cornell. So if you are looking for a perfect gift for the music lover in your life or for yourself, I definitely recommend you add this to the collection.
How long do you give it till they just stop releasing stuff on CDs?
I don't know. At this point, I think they're not in our lifetime.
No?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think people like that tangible thing.
Yeah.
I think it'll always, albums are still around, and those are.
Well, what about like Best Buy and just not having like CD sections anymore? Like the CD stores are gone.
I think people will still be. Best Buy is going to be on its way out anyways, eventually. It doesn't make sense for a store like that to be around, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But as far as CDs are concerned, compilations, the fact that vinyl is still being pressed on this day and age, and vinyl is completely unnecessary in my mind when you think about the hassle of it, but people still like it. So I think CDs in our lifetime will still be around. Yeah, eventually people will be collecting CDs, rare CDs.
Yeah.
Cassettes, no. 8-tracks, no. Vinyl CDs, they'll be around. That's my take, especially when you got stuff like this coming up.
So there's hope.
There's hope for all you CD fans out there. That's your rock news. We'll be back.